Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishma Sarim Yaakov Shom Neavas Yitzchok. We're holding an Avodah Zorah Daf Samech Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Beis tells us, Ezu Ger Toishov. What is a Ger Toishov? Which means a Ger, who is not a full Ger, but is a Ger that is already, you have a din, we're learning in Sanhedrin, you have to have a din of Lachyay, so you have to come and feed him, there's responsibilities for him. So the Gemara brings three opinions. Either Rameir holds that he was mekabel on himself not to do Avodah Zorah. The second opinion is Rabbanon that say that he has to mekabel on himself to do the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. And Achayim say that we talk about someone who's doing all the mitzvahs of the Torah except the mitzvah of Nevela, and someone learned that means is he's accepting almost all the mitzvahs except a few. Now the Chor of this Gemara needs a lot of bio. What does it mean that he's mekabel these things? First of all, the obligation of seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach is something that every Benoyach has anyway. He's obligated to do the Sheva Mitzvahs Benoyach. So what is the idea of the Kabbalah? And how do we understand the Shita of Rameir that says he only has to make Kabbalah on himself, not to do Avodah Zorah? What about the other Mitzvahs Benoyach? And according to the second opinion, why does he even have to do this Kabbalah? He's obligated anyway. And what is the idea in the third opinion? That he can be Mekabbalah himself other Mitzvahs, except the Mitzvah of a Nevelis, or except some Mitzvahs. Well, what is the idea of other mitzvahs? Where he has the Chor obligation only for seven mitzvahs b'noach. But the Chor, the explanation of all this, is understood based on the Rambam and Hilchos Melachim Perek Ches Loch Yud Alef. The Rambam there says, the Kol HaMekabel Shev Mitzvah Yizvenizai La'asoysom Harei Zeh Mechasidei Umas Ha'olam V'yesh Lo Chelek Lo'olam Habo. He's accepting this, he gets Chelek Lo'olam Habo. That's the Rambam. V'ushi Kabel Oysom V'yase Oysom. He's mekabel on them, he's going to do them. Pnei shetziva b'hem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toira v'hoidiyonu al-dei Moshe Rabbeinu sh'b'im noyach mekoydim nitzavu b'hem. He's doing it because Moshe Rabbeinu said that they have to do it, not because they had this some kind of tradition to do it. As the Rama adds on, avi masor b'nei echrei adas, because that's what he thought in his mind, ein ze ger toishov, ve'einu mechasidei umasoreinu v'lo mechachmeim. The Rambam in Tshuva adds to it, he quotes a brisa which is called the Midrash of Elazar ben Yaakov. And there in the Midrash he says, that any one of Chassidei Umas HaOlam that accepts of himself to do Sheva Mitzvah Noach, he's considered to be a Chassid. But he says, it's only Kesho'oisim Oysom V'olim Mikoyach Shetzivo Oysonu Avinu Noach Pi HaGvuru Anu Oysim. I mean, we're doing it because Hashem said to do it, and he said it to Noach. We heard it from somebody. So then they don't get rewarded. So the Achronim learn, and that's the Gilyoni Ashas, the Reis of Engel says it over here in our Gemara, and that's the Briskarov learns in the Rambam. Briskarov, both in the end of the Sefer on the Rambam, he speaks about it in short, and also on the Sefer on the Torah on Parshas Vayeschanan. The idea of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach is not just because they have a tradition to do Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach. They have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach because that's what Hashem wants them to do. And how do you know that's what Hashem wants them to do? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Noach got the Sivui. It says that Yosef Engel is going to do the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach but Torah Yisraelius as a Yid, meaning from the Jewish perspective. V'nase Yisrael L'mitzvah Yisraelu. And the Biskrov adds that if he has any question, any problem, how to know what to do, he has to go to the Batedinim of Israel and to darshan the Torah based on the drushas of the Torah. Because he's not doing it because his father's told him to do it. He's not doing it because that's what everybody else does because it makes sense. He's doing it because that was the Tzivim Eisek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that was Moshe Rabbeinu taught how a Torah Mitzvah Noach has to be. And furthermore, the Bira Halacha, in the end of Simin Shin Dalet, based on a Mogen Avraham, says that what Chachomim say over here in the Gemara, they have to mekabel on himself the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach. That's at the minimum. That's the minimum that he has to mekabel. But he can mekabel on himself any other mitzvah of the Torah. If he wants to add to the Sheva Mitzvahs, he can add other mitzvahs. He can even add Shabbos. The din, the goy sheshavas chayim misa, it's only a regular goy. But a ger toishev who accepted on himself to do the mitzvah of Shabbos, he's allowed to do the mitzvah of Shabbos. And the Bira Halacha proves it from Achayim, because Achayim says they're doing all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Says that Chachamim are not so far away from it. They just say the minimum is seven mitzvahs. That's enough to become Ger Toishav. And if he wants to add more, he can add more. Achayim say no, he has to do the majority of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and maybe not do only one or a few. But in the concept, he can be kabbal on himself as many mitzvahs as he wants. So it comes out, according to all this, that we understand what the Gemara is teaching us about Ger Toishav, according to all three opinions, is based on this idea of the Kabbalah based on Am Yisrael. The Kabbalah Yisraelis, as the Gilui Nehasha says it. He's accepting the Shem Yitzhak B'Noyach because that's the rules of what Am Yisrael brought to the world. It's not the regular obligation that he has. It's the new Kabbalah. It's a new level of Kabbalah. So Rameir says that Kabbalah needs to be only for the Yisrael for the Zara. The other six mitzvahs, he can do it just because that's what everybody else does. Rabbanan say, no, all seven mitzvahs he has to have this new Kabbalah. And Acherim say he has to be Kabbalah in the majority of the mitzvahs of the Torah. But it's a new level of Kabbalah that brings it to be part of Am Yisrael to a certain extent. And that's why he's Zoyche Lo'ilam Abba. He gets the Schus of Olam Haba because of that. Because he's connected to Am Yisrael to a certain degree. To join the Shomach Shova email as to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.